back, neck and head in one line. The pranayama, as mentioned before, one which gives us the special strength to us, strength to the body. I may be looking very thin and weak, but can have a tremendous strength, within, like Kukutasana, we did that one, I do not have a six-pack and big triceps, biceps, but still, when we try to do that one, we realized it requires, it's not an ordinary strength, you need some other strength. That strength, extra strength, you get it through pranayama. Pranayama also purifies this body. Purity in the body comes, helps in ridding of the diseases from the body. When the prana leaves, body starts decaying. And people wants to get rid of the body, dispose of the body as quickly as you can, as they can. And purity to the body comes through pranayama. When the prana leaves, there is no pranayama. When the prana leaves, people wants to dispose of the body because it will start stinking. It's a pranayama. It's doing that one. There are trillions of cells in the body, and it also requires the energy. Energy, not only that, outside, each and every cells in the body has to be energized. Pranayama helps in charging and vitalizing each and every cells, trillions of cells in the body. And also, it's pranayama, as I mentioned in the beginning, at path and destination. The path we take and should lead to the destination. Path is the mind. Through the mind, destination is the heart. This, through the mind, through the thought, we should go to the destination. The thought, what we are, if you are associated with negative people, always we think negative. In the election time, there may be that in Australia, they say elections are in May, and in India, it's election season. In election campaign period is for maybe 10 days, 15 days. They try to canvass, campaign, such a way that they want to sway our opinion, sway our mind, thinking habit. Say again and again, keep repeating that one. Then we start believing them and vote them. That is the idea behind campaigning. Campaigning and advertisement, and wherever you go, the same message. They want to manipulate our opinion. Whatever idea, the thinking we had or the belief we had, they want to change that one. Meditation also works the same. Meditation, it's nothing but, mantra is nothing but a positive affirmation. Mantra is nothing but think good, think positive, think noble, think always positive, positive, positive. When we start believing and thinking, always positive, we also, life is something different. Whether we are successful or failure in our life, it is because of what we believe, how we believe, this mind. Constantly think positive, positive, positive. Mantra is nothing but positive affirmation. It helps us to uplift ourselves. Not only that one, that positive vibration charges, vitalizes each and every cells in the body. When you are so positive, if you go to a person, sick person, and you can impart your energy to that person can get better very quickly. That energy, power of positive thinking, it helps us to overcome the hurdles in our lives. Otherwise, if you get into the trap of the negative cycle, is the government is not good, people are not good, neighbors are not good, everyone, no one is good in the world except me. Always criticize, criticize, criticize. I become an antisocial in the community. Nobody wants to talk to me. Everyone wants to shun me out. Always positive. Think positive. Think positive. It's a means for overcoming depression, anxiety, and stress-related problem. And whatever happens when we go through the difficult time, and I should be questioning, am I a unique person in the whole world going through this tough time? Many people are having this problem. How they are managing? Many teenagers also, it's across, and someone mentioned that his teenage daughter commits suicide. And it's even the teenagers also, when we go through the tough time, I should ask the question, am I the unique person going through this one? How others manage this one? Instead of going into the, I am the only, nobody is there for helping, self-help, positive, positive, I will overcome. I am not the unique person. Thousands of years back also people have overcome the difficulty, and in the future also they will overcome. Now also people are handling the difficult times. How can't I? Think, believe in that one. Believe, positive thinking. Always think good, think positive. And mantra is nothing but a positive affirmation. In your heart center, always think, what is an ideal? We need an ideal. And I mentioned the destination in the beginning, the destination. Yam labdhva chaparam labham, manyate na adhikam tataha, yasmin sthitena dukkhena, grunapi na vichalyate. What is my ideal? The ideal thing, the ideal, visualize, perfect in all regard, no blemish. That is my goal. Visualize that ideal, we can call him a God, ultimate. The destination is that one, perfect in all regard. And positive affirmation. Life becomes nothing but positive. It will become positive. Meditation and the yoga helps in overcoming many psychological problems, physiological problems. When the difficult time comes, do not give up, do not despair. Believe in yourself. The positive things we have done, so many positive things in our life. We have come across many positive people in our life. Use them as a benchmark. Use them as a walking stick for your journey. And life should lead to our destination, the perfection. And moving from imperfection to perfection is the yoga. The various shortfalls we have, not to glorify our shortfalls, and I am bad. Not to glorify our shortfall. I did so many bad things in the past, not to glorify the bad things. Think good, think positive. What has happened in the past is not important. What is ahead is more important. Many people brood on the past. I am no good. Not that one, you have to. Past, you can't repair, but future, you can. That is the, whoever is the great people, they also committed many mistakes. But difference between them and us, we brood on the shortfalls and we don't want to move forward. The great achievers, they never looked back. They learned from that one, they moved forward, the positive thing. And yoga is leading from path to destination. Path is the mind to the destination, towards the ideal, what we think is the ideal being, that God, we are reaching towards that one. Yoga should take us from the path. Path is not for the sake of path. Path should lead to a destination. It should have a destination. Destination has a destiny in that one. We can't say, many people say, what to do? It is my destiny. It is not. You can change your destiny. If you have the willpower, not to blame on your destiny. I am not destined to get that one. You can create your path. You can create your destiny to the destination. Left thumb and index finger together.